Here we go.
Good morning. 641.
Yahoo!
This sounds like a remix. This isn't the original.
This is definitely a remix.
I probably would have played better if I had this. It's got a nice beat to it, nice rhythm to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thrown the controller at the wall as many times.
So angry. Anyway, we got to keep removing here on the Plan B Morning Show. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, real quick, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. I really like this story. I don't know. It's just kind of fun. Alice Cooper says that there's only one rock star big enough to use his real name, and that rock star is Keith Richards. Cooper, whose real name is Vincent Damon Furnier, tells The Sun that the Rolling Stones guitarist likes to use his real name. He says, quote, "The only person who calls me Vince is Keith Richards. He'll say, Vinny, how long has it been since we've had a drink? And I'll reply, more than 30 years. And he goes, begs the question, why? Of course, Keith Richards would be the only guy that would ask a guy who's been sober for 30 years, like, why aren't you drinking, man?
Come on, be like me. Everybody be like me. No, I'll be dead if we were like Keith Richards.
Keith has a love for alcohol. He wasn't a member of Cooper's Hollywood Vampires Drinking Club, but it did have four members named Keith. Keith Moon, Keith Emerson, and Keith Allison from Paul Revere and the Raiders were as well. So he's the one guy who still just gets to call Alice Cooper by his real name, Vinny. It's like, all right.
Did you say he was in a drinking club?
Dude, Alice Cooper's drinking was legendary, man. He was drinking a case of was it two cases of Budweiser a day? And then like a fifth of whiskey.
What?
Like, and I'm sure but during his, Alice Cooper was there was a time in the early 80s where he calls it the blackout albums. He made like three albums. He says he doesn't remember making them.
Doesn't remember
making them. Actually,
just blacked out and made some brilliant albums. That's
why Alice Cooper is such a great golfer. He took up golf as a part of his sobriety. So instead of drinking, he just goes to golf. Alice Cooper's a scratch golfer, man.
Now he goes out there and smashes it. Dude, that's insane. Yeah. You said he drank two cases.
Dude, it's nuts how much he would drink.
Just two cases of water.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it is so much liquid. How is that even possible?
If you think of 30 beers let's do 10 hours worth of drinking, which obviously he was up doing that. But that'd be 60 beers. That's like six beers an hour, dude.
Dude.
Maybe it wasn't two. All I know is insane. There was a bottle of whiskey.
Even just one.
Yeah, even one case of beer and a bottle of whiskey is like every day? Every day you're doing that? Come on, man. Cripes.
Your body at one point is like, all right, dude, we take it done. Sundays, please, at least something.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, there you go. Vinny, little Vinny. We have a little bit of time. We're a little tight for time. I did want to rant just a little bit. Should we rant about Rage Against the Machine?
Oh, let's do it.
Might as well. All right. Real quick, because this bothered me a little bit. And I'm a fan of Rage Against the Machine. But Tim Comerford, their bassist, recently made a comment about how he said Rage won't play any dates unless they can play for full venues. And this is what he told TuFab. He said, quote, "We'll never be one of those sellouts that's going to play a drive-in show or play a venue that holds 100,000 people and there's only 10,000 people. That's bull crap. Rage will never do that. That's not a good show unless the audience is going off too. It's got to be a shared experience." That bothers me because, one, he's slapping a lot of artists in the face.
Metallica?
Metallica and just even some of these other bands that have done virtual concerts for people, that have done these different things during the pandemic, trying to bring the music to people. He's basically saying that all these bands are sellouts and they shouldn't have done that because it's not a good show. And it's like, no, man, that's really...
Here's the thing, dude. America needs entertainment. We need anything we can get at this given moment. And we need you. Yeah. We need you to play these shows, man.
And it's just kind of a jerk thing, one, to say to your fellow musicians and also to the fans saying, sorry, fans, you're not good enough. Unless we're selling out arenas, we're not giving you a show. And it's
10,000 of you aren't good enough.
Exactly.
We need more like 100,000. Dude, that is pretty ignorant to say.
I'm sorry, Tim, but you're saying you're not sellouts. So you didn't sell out when you signed to a record label. You didn't sell out when you were okay with taking money from a record rep. You weren't selling out when you put your image on gear and sold. I mean, it's kind of a jerk thing to say. And it's pretty easy to say when you've made a ton of effing money off of the music that you're playing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's almost more significant when there's less people. Those people will remember that even more when you play those types of concerts.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's not the same genre of music, but or type of music, but, you know, like Pitbull. When Pitbull won that concert thing or whatever on TV, they, like, sent him to Alaska.
Yeah.
Like, Alaska won. And he did it.
And he did it.
He went and played for, like, 100 people, and those 100 people went nuts.
Yeah. And think about it too. There was a point, Tim, where you guys weren't playing in front of 100,000 people.
Right.
You know, before, I bet you there could be bands right now saying you guys sold out. You went corporate.
You know, you understand how many bands would drop everything to play in front of 10,000
people. Oh, my God, dude, that's a big show. That's a big show.
Huge.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. So I'm a little annoyed, Tim. Just take a step back. All right, just for a second. It's easy after you've sold, you know, you got some platinum selling records and everything, but maybe don't stick your foot in your mouth quite so much and not forget the people that got you there and everything like that, you know, before you start pointing fingers. Anyway, wanted to rant just a little bit. We still love Rage, all right? We still love you, okay? Just, you know, Tim, maybe.
Just don't piss us off.
Yeah, back off a little bit.
Art.
All right. There you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, that's right. March 9th, 1970, having recently changed their name from Earth, a little band featuring Ozzy Osbourne, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward became Black Sabbath and made their concert debut at the Roadhouse in London. And I'm guessing there wasn't 10,000 people there either to see Black Sabbath for the first time. I'm guessing, but there you go. But yeah, I love me some Sabbath, man. I do. I really do. Metal all the way, brother.
That was the start of so much, man.
So much. All right. That is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.